Why 1 in 4 enterprises will regret their cloud strategy by 2028. The cloud was supposed to make IT simpler, faster, and cheaper. For many enterprises, it has delivered on some of those promises, providing flexibility that legacy data centers could never match. For others, however, it has laid the groundwork for growing cloud dissatisfaction, as reality fails to match the initial hype. But a deeper reckoning is coming. And it has everything to do with how AI is reshaping the rules of cloud economics faster than most IT leaders anticipated. But a growing body of research suggests a reckoning is coming. And it has everything to do with how AI is reshaping the rules of cloud economics faster than most IT leaders anticipated. According to Gartner, 25% of organizations will experience significant dissatisfaction with their cloud adoption by 2028. Not because the cloud failed them, but because their strategies were built for a world that no longer exists. That world is changing fast, and the window to course correct is narrower than most CIOs realize. The AI tax nobody budgeted for. Ask most CIOs what their cloud strategy looked like 3 years ago, and you will find a familiar picture. Workload migration timelines, hyperscaler commitments, and cost models built around predictable compute and storage consumption. What those models did not account for was AI. Gartner now projects that 50% of all cloud compute resources will be devoted to AI workloads by 2029, up from less than 10% today. That is a fivefold increase in AI-related demand hitting infrastructure that was never sized for it. The budget math is sobering. Global cloud spending crossed $700 billion in 2025, with McKinsey estimating that organizations can recover 20 to 30% of that figure through disciplined optimization. Yet most never do. Layer in surging AI infrastructure costs, and the picture gets considerably harder to manage. McKinsey's 2026 research found that most organizations are already operating at the edge of their change capacity, meaning new AI investments do not simply add cost. They actively crowd out other strategic priorities that were already competing for limited budget and internal bandwidth. The result is a compounding problem. Legacy cloud commitments that made sense in 2022 now compete directly with AI workload demands that were not on the roadmap when those contracts were signed. Hyperscalers, whose pricing models are designed to grow with usage, are not structurally incentivized to help you find the floor on your spending. To understand how serious this pressure has become, consider what is happening with enterprise software contracts right now. Analysis released in early 2026 found that a compounding series of pricing decisions by one major hyperscaler will impose a cumulative cost increase of up to 25% on a typical $10 million enterprise agreement by mid-2026. The drivers include license tier restructuring, AI product bundling, and support fee escalation that compounds automatically as base costs rise. Enterprises are absorbing these increases regardless of whether they have adopted or are seeing measurable returns from the AI products driving them. This is the environment CIOs are navigating. More spend, more complexity, more pressure from the board to show ROI on AI. And a cloud strategy that was designed for a different era. Why dissatisfaction is predictable and avoidable? Gartner's research points to three specific causes behind the coming wave of cloud regret: unrealistic expectations, suboptimal implementation, and uncontrolled costs. What makes this particularly worth examining is that none of these are new problems. They are the same failure modes that have followed enterprise technology adoption for decades, now repackaged for the cloud era and amplified by AI urgency. Unrealistic expectations show up when organizations move to the cloud expecting automatic savings without changing how they consume resources. The elasticity that makes cloud powerful, specifically the ability to scale up and down on demand, only reduces costs when you actually scale down. Many enterprises provision for peak load and leave it there. McKinsey found that companies routinely over-provision and pay for capacity they never use, with cloud spend growing 20 to 30% annually at organizations that lack disciplined cost governance. The expectation gap is also visible in how organizations frame their cloud migration goals. Moving workloads to the cloud is not the same as optimizing them for the cloud. Many enterprises complete a migration and declare victory, only to find that their costs are higher than on-premises equivalents because the applications were lifted without being redesigned for cloud-native consumption patterns. Suboptimal implementation looks like multi-cloud environments adopted for flexibility, but too complex to manage effectively in practice. Gartner warns that more than half of organizations will not achieve their expected results from multi-cloud deployments by 2029, largely because connecting and managing different cloud environments is far more complex than vendor sales conversations suggest. IDC puts the current reality plainly. Over 70% of enterprises operate in multi-cloud environments, but fewer than 30% manage them centrally. Without centralized visibility, cost governance becomes almost impossible. Teams in different business units make independent provisioning decisions. Redundant services accumulate across providers. Shadow IT proliferates as departments bypass procurement to access cloud tools directly. By the time finance asks for a consolidated view of cloud spend, the answer requires weeks of manual reconciliation and still contains gaps. Uncontrolled costs are the inevitable result of the first two failure modes. Engineering teams provision for reliability, which is a rational choice, given that downtime carries real consequences. Finance teams demand predictable numbers, which cloud's consumption model makes structurally difficult to deliver. Leadership wants a single number, and instead gets a dashboard with hundreds of metrics and no clear owner for the ones that matter most. This governance gap is not a technology problem. It is an organizational one, and it does not resolve itself as cloud environments grow more complex. The strategic gap AI is now exposing. For years, cloud dissatisfaction was primarily a performance and cost problem. A real problem, to be sure, but one that organizations could manage incrementally. In 2026 and beyond, it is becoming a competitive problem with a harder deadline attached to it. McKinsey's 2026 research makes this tension explicit. CIOs are being asked to fund AI transformation with budgets that were not built for it. The organizations navigating this well share a common approach. They treat AI infrastructure investment not as a separate budget line to be added on top of existing commitments, but as a forcing function to rationalize everything they are already spending. Before adding, they audit. Before committing, they optimize. The enterprises that will avoid the 2028 regret Gartner is predicting are not the ones spending the most on cloud. They are the ones with the clearest picture of what they are spending and why, and they are making deliberate decisions about where AI workloads fit within an overall infrastructure strategy, rather than simply layering them on top of existing architecture. That kind of clarity is harder to build from the inside than most CIOs expect. Technical debt compounds quietly. McKinsey research finds that CIOs estimate technical debt at 20 to 40% of their technology estate's total value, a hidden cost base that creates ongoing drag on every new initiative. SaaS proliferation and rising vendor contract complexity add further pressure on top of that baseline. The pace of AI-driven change means the window to get ahead of this is real and finite. What upfront strategic focus actually looks like? Gartner's guidance for avoiding cloud dissatisfaction centers on a phrase that sounds straightforward but is harder to execute in practice. Upfront strategic focus. Organizations that successfully address this, according to Gartner research, will see their cloud dissatisfaction decrease by 2029. So what does it actually require? It starts with auditing existing hyperscaler commitments before adding AI spend on top of them. Contracts signed during growth periods often carry consumption commitments that no longer reflect current operational reality. McKinsey notes that many organizations fail to initiate renegotiation until 12 to 18 months before contract expiration, by which point negotiating leverage has largely eroded. The time to renegotiate is when the contract is still active and the enterprise has optionality. It requires establishing real cost visibility across multi-cloud environments, not just within individual provider dashboards. native provider tools show you your spend within their environment. They do not show you the full picture across environments, and they are not designed to help you identify redundancy or consolidation opportunities that might reduce your spend with them. It means making deliberate, workload-level decisions about what belongs in the cloud, what belongs on-premises, and what belongs in a hybrid configuration, particularly as AI workloads demand different infrastructure profiles than the applications that preceded them. Gartner is direct on this point. Cloud strategy decisions are workload-by-workload decisions, not data center decisions. Organizations that treat cloud adoption as a binary choice, either all-in or status quo, consistently underperform those that take a portfolio approach. And it requires having a clear answer to the question of who is advising you, not a hyperscaler, not a vendor with a product to place, someone who sits on the same side of the table as your organization. The advisory advantage. The CIOs who are building durable cloud strategies in this environment are not doing it alone, and they are not taking guidance exclusively from the vendors who benefit from their spending decisions. Independent, vendor-neutral advisory is increasingly the difference between organizations that get ahead of the 2028 reckoning Gartner is describing, and those that become part of that statistic. The value is not just in the recommendations. It is in the objectivity. An independent advisor can evaluate your hyperscaler commitments without a preference for which provider you use. They can benchmark your spend against peers without a conflict of interest. They can identify optimization opportunities that your vendors have no structural reason to surface for you. At Cloud Latitude, that is the model we have built over 7 years and more than $2 billion in guided client IT spending. We are a vendor-neutral advisory firm, which means our only incentive is to help our clients make better decisions. Our clients typically see around 30% savings on their existing IT spend, and our advisory services come at zero cost to the organizations we work with. That is not a promotional footnote. It is the point. The enterprises that will look back on 2028 without regret are the ones that built their strategy with objective guidance before AI demand made the decisions for them. If you are a CIO assessing whether your current cloud posture is ready for what is coming, that conversation costs you nothing.